News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Welcome back in on a Wednesday. It's time for one of our Health and Wellness Wednesday segments where we talk about all things health and wellness. And, of course, a big part of that is our conversations with our friends over at CSI of Fond du Lac County. Today we are going to learn more about CSI's Element 5, Sprouts, and they have some parent cafes, something we've talked about before, parent cafes. That whole pandemic thing put them on hold, but now they are coming back at some point this year. We'll learn more about that, but joining us here is Becky Hoffman with Sprout. She's the chair of Sprout, CSI's Element 5, going to tell us more about Sprout and those parent cafes here this morning. Becky, thanks so much for taking some time to talk with us this morning. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you.
Appreciate you taking some time. Let's talk more about Sprout. So we highlighted earlier this year Sprout and its connection to the Birth to Three program, which you are also the program coordinator for. But we're going to focus a little bit more about Sprout and those parent cafes I mentioned. Just give us the basics to begin our conversation. Remind us about Sprout and what it is and who it serves in our community, if you could.
Absolutely. So Sprout, like you said, is Element 5 of the CSI group. We are focused specifically on children in that early childhood age group and their families. And our main goal is to promote healthy social emotional development and interactions between children and families. And so one of the things that we've been working towards is a collective group of, it's a partnership of many different agencies of supporting things that programs are doing or have done in the past that can kind of work towards that end of really supporting families.
You talk about a positive early relationships and building healthy and social or healthy social and emotional development. Why in general is that important for children in our community?
Yeah, the importance of investing in healthy development from the start really has long-term effects on a lot of different things, including mental health, which is the focus, of our CSI work. But also, there's been so much research that's shown that early effects of trauma and different kinds of things that happen with children can have long-term effects, not only on mental health, but on academic and physical outcomes. So starting with that really strong foundation early on really impacts our society down the road as people grow and become adults and become, citizens of our community.
How many families are typically involved with Sprout and its services that it's providing our community?
Well, it would be hard to put an exact number on. Like I said, we're supporting a lot of the efforts of different organizations. I would say, in particular, when we're talking about the parent cafes, we're targeting a relatively small number of families. I think, it really is dependent on the interest level and how many families we can recruit, but I know we've had up to 20 parents participate in cafes in the past. And then typically it's a three-series kind of an event, that we may get, 20 families or more that participate over the course of the three times that it's offered.
When you talk about the Parent Cafe program, this is actually a nationally recognized program, correct?
Correct. Yeah, this is really evidence-based, and it's a national program that's based around the strengthening families' protective factors. Really looking at, research showing us that there are some factors that can influence the resiliency of children and families. And so these parent cafes are really centered around those topics and strengthening those skills within the parent and child interaction.
And we've talked about these in the past, and obviously mm-hmm. with everything that's happened in the last year or so, the parent cafe idea, while it's certainly something you would have loved to continue during the pandemic,
yes.
some changes had to have been made, but they're coming back at some point this year. Take us kind of through the history of the parent cafes here in Fond du Lac County, and what are you working towards here in 2021 then?
Absolutely. So this is something that the Head Start programs in our community had been doing for several years, and then Sprout had worked really hard to get them up and running and had some successful parent cafe groups in 2019, and then obviously with the shutdown, it really put a halt to those in-person parent cafes. We had explored the possibility of doing some virtual cafes, which some of our surrounding communities had tried. It was just kind of the feeling of our group that the focus of trying to build a community of people who, you know, can strengthen and support each other was much more difficult in a virtual capacity. So we kind of held out until we felt like it was safe and acceptable to have some more in-person type experiences. So we have revived our parent cafe group and are hoping to offer some in-person opportunities in August. I was hoping to have some dates to share today, but we're still in the works of getting those dates together. We've even considered possibly doing some outdoor events where families can gather outside, even more safe at this point, and experience some of the parks in the community.
Yeah, in person, obviously, as we've seen, it's so much more, you know, interpersonal to have someone sitting across the table from you, or like you said, in a local park and getting to know each other and kind of sharing, you know, ideas, talking about all the different things that come with it. It's important to have that person-to-person connection. Like you said, a computer screen is great technology, but for something like this, it should be on a person-to-person, in-person basis, right?
Absolutely, and we had the opportunity to offer a meal, you know, so we could collectively eat together. We were offering childcare so families could bring their kids as well. So I think we're really excited about having the true intention and the model of the parent cafe is back as a possibility.
For families that are hearing this conversation this morning and they're interested in attending one of these parent cafes when they start back up again, what can they expect from how things are going to be set up, how things are going to work for the parent cafes? Obviously, we don't know dates, times, locations, and stuff like that, but when it comes to the feel of the meeting and the feel of attending one of these parent cafes, what can they expect from that?
Yeah, so it's about an hour and a half of time together, and like I said, you know, the potential for that meal and some time for the children to play together, but the feel for the parents is that we break up into small table groups, and there are conversation topics or questions that are posed by the table lead, and then families just have a chance and parents have a chance to talk to each other. You know, questions might range from, you know, like, how do you recognize when you have too much stress in your life, or how do you handle your child's strong feelings, you know, things that will generate some conversation, and then families can share as much or as little as they want within their small group. And then there's a little bit of time collectively to, you know, discuss in the larger group or to have some opportunity for some information sharing around those topics. So it's fairly informal and just an opportunity for people to network with each other.
And correct me if I'm wrong, you mentioned this is a three session course, correct?
Yeah, in the past, that's kind of how we offered it, you know, that we'd have three nights throughout, you know, the course of time that we've set up, so that there's a chance to not just attend one event, but, you know, possibly come back and attend multiple times, and then, you know, build some relationships that way. So that's our intention this time as well, to offer a series of nights together, and again, how that looks might be up to, you know, what we can schedule. We have a great partnership of people that are working together to get these going, including my own Birth to Three program. We have some people from Head Start, from the Health Department, from the North Fond du Lac School District, and Family Connections. So, you know, really looking collectively, trying to, you know, find those parents who would be interested in participating.
And are you looking for parents as those dates grow closer and they're known to us to register for this the series with the parent cafes?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll have a registration process. We'll try to get the information out in as many ways as we can. If anyone is interested in maybe getting on the list to, you know, once the dates have been set to participate or to help or have any questions, they can certainly direct any questions to me, and I can get them set up with that.
And how can people get in touch with you then?
So probably best way is just a phone call. My phone number, if I can give that out now, is 920-929-7106. And my name is Becky. Just give me a call and I can give you some more information.
Excellent. Becky, anything we didn't cover this morning that you wanted our listeners to know about, either about Sprout or Parent Cafes?
No, I appreciate, you know, just getting the word out there that holds us to it and, you know, gets us excited about it as well. So I appreciate the time.
Yeah, not a problem. Becky, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.